For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As the magnitude 7 earthquake hit near Anchorage, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz says he could tell it would be a big one.
This one was much more dramatic than many of the ones that I felt in the past. It was sharper, it was louder, and it was something that you knew was bigger.
Anchorage resident Philip Peterson was working downtown when the quake struck.
I think it lasted about 45 seconds, but that feels like half hour. I mean, just because it's just shaking and shaking and shaking, and then it starts to roll a little bit too, and when you're in a higher rise building, it's kind of swaying as well. It's really nerve-wracking.
A brief tsunami warning was issued, then canceled. More aftershocks are still expected. The largest one so far, 5.7. There have been no reports of injuries. As many as 10,000 people were without power at one point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump reportedly cancels a meeting with Russia's leader over Russian aggression in Ukraine. Both men are at the G20 summit in Argentina. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, tells CNN's Poppy Harlow Trump needs to challenge Putin.
What I think that he should have done is confronted Putin about what happened most recently in Ukraine. He should confront him about the continuing escalation of conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Trump did speak briefly with Saudi Arabia's crown prince, but it's not known what was discussed. The president spoke briefly with reporters after his conversation with the prime ministers of India and Japan.
We're doing a lot of trade together. We're doing a lot of defense together, a lot of military purchases, and we're going to now have a little discussion between the three of us.
An attorney for former FBI Director James Comey filed suit to keep Comey from having to give a closed-door deposition to lawmakers. Republicans have subpoenaed Comey, but a final hearing on Comey's suit is set for Monday morning, meaning the earliest he could testify is Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A small plane crashes into a wooded area in southern Indiana. State Police Spokesman Sergeant Jerry Gooden says there were no survivors.
We're being assisted by Clark County Sheriff's Department, Jeffersonville City Department, Clarksville Town Department. We have several police agencies here that are helping us at the scene. And obviously several fire departments are also assisting us at the scene along with the coroner's office here in Clark County. So we feel like we do have sufficient manpower at this time to be able to handle the scene. Obviously, right now, we're just at a holding pattern until we get the NTSB and the FAA on scene.
The plane was headed for Chicago. The president of Ball State University confirms one of the three killed in the crash was a Ball State University Board of Trustees member. The plane crashed about 10 miles from the Louisville airport. An attempt to smuggle immigrants into the country illegally ends with three people dead and eight seriously injured in a remote, rugged area of California near the Mexican border. They were in a pickup fleeing from border agents. Writer, lyricist, and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda receives a star on the Walk of Fame. He's best known as co-creator and star of Hamilton and also stars in Disney's new Mary Poppins movie. During the ceremony, he noted that legacy is a recurring theme of his work.
What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. Well, we get to see this star every day on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle. And one day they'll put flowers on this star, but not today.
The Broadway star has won 3 Tony Awards, 3 Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer. He also co-wrote songs for the soundtrack to the animated musical Moana. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.